Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Rai Way First Half 2019 Results Analyst Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giancarlo Benucci, Head of Corporate Development and IR. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Welcome to all of you, and thanks for joining our first half 2019 call. As usual, I'm here with Aldo Mancino, CEO, and Adalberto Pellegrino, CFO of the company. Before moving to our presentation, let me just remind you that, as you already know, starting from this year, we are adopting the new IFRS 16 accounting standard, which impacts some of the KPIs we usually share with you. Therefore, for purposes of comparison and in order to provide a better representation of the company's performance, we present the first half 2018 economic figures also on a pro forma basis, meaning restated to simulate the impact of the above-mentioned accounting standard. Consequently, the year-on-year changes are calculated accordingly on a like-for-like basis. Let me now hand the call over to Aldo. Please, Aldo, go ahead.
Thank you, Giancarlo, and good afternoon to everyone. Today, I will start our presentation of the first half 2019 financial results with opening some opening remarks and key takeaways. Adalberto will run you through the details of our performance, and at the end, we will welcome your questions. From an operational standpoint, the first half of the year showed a positive growth of the main metrics, revenues, EBITDA, and net income, even considering that the first half 2018 was positively impacted by the Una Tantum related to the new services to Rai, and we will go into more details on our financial in a while. Concerning the well-known 700 MHz refarming process, the recent release of the roadmap by the Ministry of Economic Development confirmed all the main deadlines and technological upgrades. In particular, first, the transitory period to move to the new configuration starting from September 2021 till June 2022, with the switch-off activities organized in four geographical areas and three different phases. Secondly, switch from MPEG-2 to MPEG-4 coding standard by September 2021. Third, switch from the DVB-T to DVB-T2 transmission standard in the last days of June 2022. About the next milestone should be the frequencies assignment to national operators by Ministry of the MISE, the so-called MISE, and the definition by AGCOM of the criteria that will regulate the auction of the extra capacity, which should take place in the last quarter of this year. Let me comment that so far the outcome is in line with both our and sector expectations, and this is positive also in relation to the ongoing negotiation with Rai. As you may easily understand, this represents relevant projects, not only for us, but also for our customer, Rai, involving technologies, standards, and coverage of the future network's configuration. From a certain perspective, there are still some regulatory items that to be defined. It takes time to consider all the technical and financial aspects, but we remain confident that we will reach a positive agreement soon. In the meantime, also in light of the recent documents issued by the authorities, we do reaffirm our confidence on how the railway business model will help to mitigate any impact, preserving the value of the company. Looking at the business with third parties, we are pleased with the performance of the segment different from MNOs, confirming and even improving the positive trend already seen in the first quarter. In particular, revenues from segment recorded a low double-digit growth, also benefiting from a renewed and more effective commercial approach. Here I would mention the positive contribution of tower hosting to radio and TV broadcasters, fixed wireless providers and corporate segments, and from a transmission services related to the signal transport for the Italian Football League Serie A. Bottom line, the first half results allow us to reaffirm our guidance for the full year 2019 as presented back in March. And now let's look in more detail at our performance in the first half of 2019, moving to slide number 5. As anticipated by Giancarlo, here on the slide you can see for adjusted EBITDA, net income and cash conversion, the restated 2018 figure that simulates the impact of IFRS 16 on last year's performance. Core revenues, which are not affected by IFRS 16, reach 110.4 million euros, so 1.3% higher than the first half last year. But if you exclude from the comparison the una tantum component that positively impacted the first half 2018 figures, the year-on-year increase could have topped approximately 2%. The main growth drivers of the top line that have been the CPI contribution, and as I mentioned before, revenues from third parties with pressure from MNOs more than offset by rising activity with other customers. Let me remark that excluding the above-mentioned una tantum component reported in 2018, also the contribution from new services to RAI continues the steady growth. Then the adjusted EBITDA increased by around 3% to 65.6 million euros, driven by the higher top line and the usual cost control, with profitability approaching 60%, including the benefit from IFRS 16 application. Moving to the bottom line, the net income was up approximately 6% year on year to 32.6 million euros. And on financial side, CapEx in the first half amounted to 7.4 million euros, broadly in line with last year's level, although with a different and more favorable mix, so lower maintenance and higher development activities driven by preparatory activities for refarming. Next, the recorded net financial position as of June 30 amounts to 46.0 million euros, reflecting three different components. First, the strong cash generation of the period, the dividend payment of almost 60 million euros, and the impact of IFRS 16 for approximately 50 million euros. So excluding the impact of IFRS 16, we would have a reported positive net cash position of around 2 million euros. Finally, cash conversion remains strong at 95%, as usual, a very high level in the first half, reflecting the seasonality of our maintenance activities both on OPEX and CAPEX. And now I'll hand over the floor to Adalberto to provide you with the details on the main item of our results. So please, Adalberto, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Aldo. Good afternoon to everyone, and good morning from those connected from the States. In the first half, as commented by Aldo, the overall performance of the company was in line with expectation, confirming the progresses of the first quarter. But let's go to slide six, where we see our core revenues that were 1.3% higher, reaching 110 million euro, with both RAI and third parties growing vis-à-vis the first half 2018 figures. Let's enter into some more details. RAI, as we commented in the first quarter, we had a benefit from the 1.4% Italian CPI that impacted on the fixed consideration, see the blue component of the chart, reaching 90.2 million euro without services, meaning an increase of 1.3 million compared to the performance of the semester, the first semester 2018. Let's now focus on the trend of the new services from RAI that is impacted by significant una tantum fee recorded as already recorded by Aldo in June 2018 in relation to the MOOCs coverage extension project. And excluding this impact and the one coming from other minor una tantum fees, revenues from new recurring services increased by €500,000 with a growth of almost 20%. So confirming the positive trend commented in the first quarter results, mainly due to the project of the tidying up of the radio links in the 3.6-3.8 GHz band, and thanks to the rollout of the DAB Plus. Let's now move on commenting our third parties revenues that were up, reaching 16.8 million euro with a growth of 1.8%. And here, if you consider that in the last quarters we always had a reduction, we are showing now a good improvement thanks to the lower decrease of the revenues from MNOs, and above all to a double-digit growth, as already highlighted by Aldo, of the other segments. Let's now give a look to our OPEX, and let's go to the following slide number 7. Let me again remind you that due to the adoption of the new IFRS 16 accounting standard from January 1st on OPEX, you will also see the 2018 pro forma figures that simulate the impact of the IFRS 16 also on the 2018 financials. As you may deduct from the 2018 figures in the chart, the impact of the IFRS 16 being on our rents amounts approximately 4.7 million euro, no longer accounted for in our OPEX. If you compare the first half 2018 pro forma figures with the first half 2019 ones, the overall cost base decreased by 0.3 million euro, meaning minus 0.7%, which personnel costs that increased by 0.6%, approximately 2% if we exclude the impact of the capitalization, as a consequence of the same items commented in May during our last call. As you may recall, from one side we had the hiring of new personnel in the context of the green process in the early retirement plan we implemented over the past years, and the impact of the new collective agreement. As concerns the other OPEX, we see an improvement of 2.1% vis-à-vis the pro forma figures with the higher maintenance and utilities costs that have been more than offset by further efficiencies on intercompany and other costs, mainly in relation to local taxes. Now let's move to slide 8 on the profit and loss. You may see how the higher revenues and the efficiencies on the cost mentioned before led to an higher adjusted EBITDA that reached 65.6 million euro, up by 2.8% compared to last year. The EBITDA margin at June 2019 reached 59.4%, with an increase of about 80 basis points compared to last year. The higher growth on the EBITDA by 3.2% is driven by the absence of one-off expenses compared to the first semester 2018. Let's now give a look below the line of our EBITDA. We have a decrease of the D&A of 1.2 million euro that is mainly related to a one-off release of provision for risk and charge that amounts 1.5 million euro. Net financial expenses are broadly half of the amount recorded in the first 6 months 2018 due to the prepayment of the term loan we did last year. The decreasing trend of the D&A and of the net financial expenses is partially offset by the higher taxes, also due to an higher tax rate in 2019 at 28.5% compared to 26.5% of the first half 2018, that, as you may recall, was positively impacted by a one-off deferred tax. Finally, our net income reached 32.6 million euro, up by almost 6% from 30.8 million euro on a pro forma basis. Let's now comment our cash flow generation, slide 9. At the end of June 2019, we recorded a net debt of 46.5 million euro, entirely related to the financial debt arising from the IFRS 16. Without considering the impact of the IFRS 16, Rai Way recorded in the first half 2019, as we show in the slide commented by Aldo, a positive net cash position of about 2 million euro, while at the end of 2018 we had a net cash position of 16.6 million euro. First half figures, as you know, are impacted by the distribution of dividends for around 60 million euro. Let me just recall that in the first half 2018 we had a net debt of 13.1 million euro, so compared to 12 months ago, we had an improvement of about 15 million euro on a yearly basis. Lastly, slide 10 on our balance sheet, you see our net invested capital that reached almost 200 million euro, with the equity book value amounting 156 €53 million, and the net debt, as we already commented, reaching €46.5 million. Thank you, and now I will leave the floor to Aldo to comment the last slide.
Thank you, Alberto. So to conclude, the results of the first half and the expectations for the rest of the year allow us to confirm our guidelines for the full year, a further improvement of the adjusted EBITDA, and about maintenance capex on core revenues substantially in line with 2018. And we will now welcome your question. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Fabio Pavan with Mediobanca. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi, good evening. Congratulations for the results and thank you for taking my questions. The first one is on third-party revenues, which admittedly came out ahead of expectations. So what we should expect for the second part of 2019 is the first question. The second one is... if there are new customers in your business which can justify the trend, and the final one is if the better trend could also be explained by maybe less relevant than expected decline from MNO. Final question refers to the potential consolidation process in the space. I was just wondering if there is any update you can share with us on this point. Thank you.
Commenting the third parties revenues, the most relevant part of our revenues is always coming from the same customers, and talking about the customer different from MNOs, we are working very well with the fixed wireless access player, with a broadcasting player, basically almost all the segments of customer different from MNOs. We also had some positives from some new customers. So I would say that the overall trend is due both from the existing customers that represent the majority of our third parties revenues differently from the MNO, but and also for a limited part from new customers. Having said that, looking at the run rate level and the 2019 yearly figures, our guidance already incorporates the trend of our third parties revenues, where we are seeing a decreasing trend vis-à-vis the last year. This half was for sure finally a good half in terms of result, but we expect to continue to see pressure in the next month and from the MNOs, and our work is to try to do our best to offset and mitigate this reduction trend with new business from the other segments.
Hi Fabio, Aldo. In relation to the broadcasting segment and your question about consolidation, let me say that I can simply confirm the strong rationale of consolidation, but for the time being, no particular update to share.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
The next question is from Yuri Zanieri with Kempen. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. Just only one on my side. I was wondering if you, by any chance, you can share some thoughts about the refarming process since we are getting closer to some deadlines. Maybe you could inform market about any feelings or any update. Thanks.
About the refarming process, you can say that the refarming process is absolutely on time, and honestly I do not see, at least as of today, particular or specific update. And you know, probably know, next steps would be the assignment of the frequencies to the broadcasters, and the definition of the criteria for the auction for extra capacity that we expected for the end of the year.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Okay. As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Stefano Gamberini with Equita SIM. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. Just a quick follow-up on this item. Could you share with us if are there some risk regarding the possibility that broadcaster could challenge the decision from the minister regarding the new assignation of the frequencies, as well as regarding the tenders, and what could happen in this case? Do you see the risk of postponement of all process, or in our view, at the end of the day, the solution could be on the table? Thanks.
Of course, there is always this possibility, but the overall deadline is the one that is shared also by the European Union, so I do not expect delay. The authorities should be able to manage any potential issues, but we don't see any delay on the final deadline, that is 2022.
Mr. Menucci, gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.